Did you see Rondo? He was playing volleyball in last night's game as the Boston Celtics, led by Rajon Rondo, beat the Miami Heat 94-90 and now lead the best-of-seven Eastern Conference Final 3-2. Game 6 tomorrow in Boston, if necessary, a 7th game in Miami on Saturday. In the West, the Oklahoma City Thunder, formerly known as the Seattle Supersonics, have a chance to wrap up their series with the San Antonio Spurs tonight in Oklahoma City. The Thunder lead 3-2, but do not count those Spurs out. Ian Thompson of Sports Illustrated was in Miami last night. Ian, that Rondo play, he literally tipped the ball like a volleyball to Michael Petras for the score. Your thoughts?
It's just amazing to me, Robin. Basically, the smallest guy on the floor and the guy that really was seen as not having a great future in the NBA is getting the best of all these other players, especially LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. And he's doing it with ingenuity. I think that's what is making the Celtics such a compelling story here. You have a bunch of old guys on the Celtics who are playing with injuries. They're all hurt in one way or another, and they really shouldn't care anymore. You know, they know they're going to the Hall of Fame. They already have their championship. No one thinks they can win another championship. And then you have Rondo, who was a low draft pick coming in. No one thought he'd be a great point guard. A lot of people didn't think he'd be a starting point guard in the NBA, and here he is, really getting the best of, right, of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade.
Well, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, these incredible players, what do you think's happening on the Miami side? And you know, can it last? I mean, they are sure to want to come with their best game.
Oh, there's no doubt. I think what you're seeing here is there's a little bit of faith played in here and belief and coaching. Doc Rivers, the coach of the Celtics, has the Celtics believing in their system and what they're going to do, even though there are a lot of reasons to not believe in it. And on the other hand, you watch Miami play, they don't run plays. They break down a lot, and LeBron and Dwayne Wade, they go one-on-one a lot. And that kind of stuff just does not win at this time of year, especially against a team that plays the kind of defense the Celtics do.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. But meanwhile, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the San Antonio Spurs, the Thunder, of course, you know, this will be the first time they'd be in the NBA Finals if they win tonight. We mentioned they relocated to Oklahoma in 2008 from Seattle. The city's fallen in love with them. But what are you watching in this matchup?
I'm watching to see if they can finish off the Spurs. The Spurs are the Western equivalent of the Celtics, and they have a lot of experience, a tremendous coach. But this is going to be such a hostile environment for them to go into. Oklahoma City's almost impossible to beat on their home court. It's like a college crowd. It's like Duke University times three.
And they're like all wearing T-shirts and everything. It's college.
It's a seamless background to shoot against. And it reminds you every time you shoot, I think, if you're another player, it reminds you what you're up against. And their young team really draws energy from that crowd. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Both games, in fact, are going to be a lot of fun to watch to see Miami go into the same kind of environment and try to beat Boston.
But the Spurs have Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili. You know, again, these are, you know, Mount Rushmore types in a way.
They are on the NBA's Mount Rushmore. I mean, Tim Duncan is the greatest power forward in the history of basketball. But he's shown his age lately, and for them to win, he's going to have to play like a younger man. He's going to have to do what Kevin Garnett has been doing for the Celtics recently.
So, Ian Thompson, what are your thoughts? What's going to be the finals matchup? Who wins?
Unbelievably, I think a lot of people thought Oklahoma City was going to make it, but I don't know many people that thought the Celtics were going to make it, and I think that's what we're going to see. We're going to see a matchup of old versus young. Two tremendous home court crowds in the finals. And do the Celtics have enough left to give a challenge to Oklahoma City? Does Oklahoma City have enough experience to beat the Celtics? It's going to be one of those classic old versus young finals.
Well, and again, we redefine old for sports. And you being Sports Illustrated, just please don't put our Celtics on the cover and jinx the whole thing. Ian Thompson,
no worries.
Ian Thompson, Sports Illustrated, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Robin.
And by the way, you can follow him on Twitter at @SI_IanThompson. Okay, some quick notes. Californians went to the polls yesterday. One issue, whether to raise the tax on cigarettes, $1 a pack. Right now that proposal is losing, but officials say it's still too close to call. Revenue raised would be used for cancer research. Tobacco companies poured lots of money fighting it. We'll keep an eye on that story. Also, have you seen the YouTube videos preaching hate of homosexuals, pastors calling on the government to kill them or fence them off? In the 19th century, pastors used Bibles to defend slavery. We're going to take a look at all of this tomorrow. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.